Welcome to the Meditation Minis Podcast, mind-shifting meditations to help you feel better fast, with your host, hypnotist Shel Hamilton.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Meditation Minis Podcast. In this episode, we are going to explore another form of a loving kindness meditation practice that is focused more on how to practice compassion and loving kindness towards others, especially when others are in a place, in a state that we find irritating in some way. This week's episode is brought to you by Honest Tea. Honest Tea creates great tasting organic beverages in a variety of flavors, and all Honest beverages are USDA organic, and all tea leaves and cane sugar used are fair trade certified. Honest Tea's product lines include Honest ready-to-drink bottled teas, Honest Kids organic juice drinks, and Honest Sport, a line of organic sport drinks. I love the fact that Honest Tea is not only organic, but they are committed to creating fair trade certified products. They are transparent and authentic. They've been doing this for over 20 years, and hey, you know what's extra special awesome? They make a really good product. When you purchase Honest Tea, you are also saying with your dollars that you value authenticity, you value organic, and you value a fair life that fair trade certified products provide for all people. Learn more by visiting honesttea.com/refreshinglyhonest. That's honesttea.com/refreshinglyhonest. And by visiting using that URL, you are directly supporting this podcast. I will also share that URL at the end of the episode today. Go ahead now, make yourself comfortable in your chair. Close your eyes and begin your process of taking those three deep breaths. Maybe wiggling in your chair a bit on the exhales or letting out a sigh. Taking yourself a little deeper now with breaths 4 and 5. And as you begin to drift down, following along with the sound of my voice, I'd like you to think of a time, maybe earlier today or last week perhaps, when you found yourself having difficulty practicing loving kindness with someone in your life. Maybe it was your child, maybe it was your partner, maybe it was a stranger. And it's very possible that you can think of many different situations, even in the past week or so, where you know I could have done better there. And that's okay. Just notice it without judgment so that you can address it in an empowering, move forward kind of way. And taking another deep breath or two as you settle in to just noticing, without judgment, those moments for you. Next, what I'd like you to do is just choose one of the moments to work with. It can be a smaller one, or it can be a larger one. It can be something in the middle, perhaps, one moment in the past week or so, where you found it difficult to be loving and kind to someone there in front of you. Imagine them there now in front of you in your mind's eye, doing what they were doing, seeing it, getting a sense of it as they stand there in front of you and you replay the scene in your mind. And noticing perhaps too the feelings that were being triggered in you. Anger, frustration, irritation, judgment perhaps. And what would it be like if you could just reach inside of yourself and take those feelings, those negative feelings inside of you and pull them out and set them just to the left or to the right you can always put them back in later. Imagine yourself now in a calmer, clearer state. And those feelings that you are experiencing in the moment, they can just be hanging out there to the left or to the right of you. Take another deep breath, breathing in a calmer clearness. As you return your attention to the person in front of you that you were having difficulty having love or compassion or kindness for. And imagine them now becoming transformed into you in a time when you were behaving, acting in that same way. Maybe you imagine yourself as an adult. Maybe you imagine yourself as a little kid. Imagine yourself now standing in front of you, behaving in that way that that person was doing earlier this week with you. And you're watching you, remembering a time when you were the same as them. Take a deep breath and send yourself a little love. Because you know how it feels to be in that state. And so maybe even imagining your clear self stepping up and hugging that other you, rocking them back and forth and telling them, I get it. I hear you. I see you. And I love you. And as you're holding, hugging that other you, repeating those words, I get it. I see you. I hear you. I love you. And as you step back from them and look in your own eyes, you see that you get a sense of them transforming into that person that you were having an issue with. And then give them a hug and say to them once again, those same words, I see you, I hear you, I love you. And saying it again, I hear you, I see you, and I love you. And even as you're sitting here, imagining all of this, you may find it appropriate to put your hands in a little hug motion around your physical body or place your hands on your heart and say those words one more time, following along in body and mind. And what would life be like if when you open your eyes from this meditation today, you take this practice with you into more and more moments each and every day in so many ways. And in that very moment, saying those words in your mind, I see you, I hear you, I feel you, I love you. Taking another deep breath now, really locking the sense of what that would be like. And then preparing yourself to open your eyes wide awake. Thank you so much for spending some of your day with me today. I'm Shel Hamilton. You are listening to the Meditation Minis podcast. I have super exciting news. I have a new podcast launching with my friend Josie Ong of the Affirmation Pod. The new podcast is Mind Shift Meditations. Head on over to mindshiftmeditations.com and sign up to get notified the moment our first episodes are released. Also by visiting honesttea.com/refreshinglyhonest, you are directly supporting the Meditation Minis podcast. And I thank you for that in advance. Have a wonderful week.
This has been a Calm Clear Now Network production. Executive producer Shel Hamilton. To discover more meditation, visualization, and affirmation podcasts like this one, visit calmclearnow.com.